The Factory Farm Group says large corporate agriculture producers are getting federal environmental safeguard funds that were intended for smaller operations. The Inflation Reduction Act has provided $3 billion for conservation programs designed to shore up farm-related environmental safeguards, many focused on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Farm Action President Angela Huffman says a recent shift in Biden administration policy has allowed money intended for small or medium-sized farmers, who've often been underserved by USDA policies, to wind up in the hands of corporate CAFOs.
They're already raking in a lot of taxpayer-funded subsidies, so we're really urging USDA to reconsider this recent decision.
The latest data show Montana is home to more than 120 CAFOs, just a fraction of the national total of more than 120,000, but significant in a state that has decreased environmental regulations. Large-scale ag operators say they also are looking for ways to be more environmentally friendly while meeting growing consumer demand for safe, high-quality foods. Huffman says large ag operations have gotten money to process liquid waste from manure lagoons and to install anaerobic digesters, which remove methane from manure that corporations then sell as an energy source. Huffman says neither was intended to be paid for by the Inflation Reduction Act. She adds a recent letter from Congress has asked the agency to reverse course.
Congress authorized USDA to spend these funds to help smaller and mid-sized producers implement conservation practices, and that's what the USDA should be doing.
That letter went to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, former governor of Iowa, the nation's largest hog producer and home to almost 4,000 CAFOs. That's the most in the nation, by a factor of more than 3.5. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.